Welcome to the Transitions Daily podcast. Transitions Daily is an online recovery group that offers a daily distribution of popular recovery resources accompanied by a secret Facebook group for discussion. We hope you enjoy today's readings.
This is Transitions Daily for March 7th. Read by Kurt L. from Albuquerque, New Mexico, USA. AA thoughts for the day, obsession. Under the lash of alcoholism, we are driven to AA, and there we discover the fatal nature of our situation. Then and only then do we become as open-minded and as willing to listen as the dying can be. We stand ready to do anything which will lift the merciless obsession from us. Thought to consider. The best things in life aren't things. Acronyms. NUTS. Not using the steps. Just for today, illogical, from I must learn. Man is ready to die for an idea, provided that idea is not quite clear to him, Paul Eldridge wrote. That is the way the spiritual side of the AA program appears to me. I'm in trouble if I attempt to parse it. I don't attempt to understand it. Came to believe, page 101. Daily reflections. The key is willingness. Once we have placed the key of willingness in the lock and have the door ever so slightly open, we find that we can always open it some more. 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 35. The willingness to give up my pride and self-will to a power greater than myself has proved to be the only ingredient absolutely necessary to solve all my problems today. Even the smallest amount of willingness, if sincere, is sufficient to allow God to enter and to take control over any problem, pain, or obsession. My level of comfort is in direct relation to the degree of willingness I possess at any given moment to give up my self-will and allow God's will to be manifested in my life. With the key of willingness, my worries and fears are powerfully transformed into serenity. As Bill sees it, for emergencies only, whether we had been believers or unbelievers, we began to get over the idea that the higher power was a sort of bush league pinch hitter, to be called upon only in an emergency. The notion that we would still live our own lives, God helping a little now and then, began to evaporate. Many of us who had thought ourselves religious awoke to the limitations of this attitude. Refusing to place God first, we had deprived ourselves of His help. But now the words of myself, I am nothing, the Father doeth the works, began to carry bright promise and meaning. 12 and 12, page 75. Big Book quote. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. Alcoholics Anonymous, A Vision for You, page 164. 24 hours a day. A thought for the day. There are two important things we have to do if we want to get sober and stay sober. First, having admitted that we're helpless before alcohol, we have to turn our alcoholic problem over to God and trust Him to take care of it for us. This means asking Him every morning for the strength to stay sober that day and thanking Him every night. It means really leaving the problem in God's hands and not reaching out and taking the problem back to ourselves. Second, having given our drink problem to God, we must cooperate with Him by doing something about it ourselves. Am I doing these two things? Meditation for the day. I must prepare myself by doing each day what I can to develop spiritually and to help others do so. God tests me and trains me and bends me to His will. If I am not properly trained, I cannot meet the test when it comes. I must want God's will for me above all else. I must not expect to have what I am not prepared for. This preparation consists of quiet communion with God every day and gradually gaining the strength I need. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may really try to do God's will in all my affairs. I pray that I may do all I can to help others find God's will for them. Hazelden Foundation, P.O. Box 176, Center City, Minnesota, 55012. This is Kurt. I'm an alcoholic.
We hope you enjoy today's readings. You can also receive Transitions Daily via email and discuss today's readings in our secret Facebook group. So for more information, go to dailyaaemails.com today.
Other than the 24 hours a day reading, unless otherwise specified, all quotes copyright Alcoholics Anonymous World Services, Inc., 1952 through 2001.